Hello everyone, I'm Claire and I'm back with Mental Health Chats. Today we've got Lauren Sheeran with us. Hello Lauren, how are you going?
Good, thank you. And you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for joining us.
This is part of our wider series. Find the full interview in the playlist for this series.
So let's think about mental health. How can menopause affect women's mental health?
Yeah. So if you think menopause is all tied into our hormones and how they're changing as we're coming out of our fertile years, and estrogen plays quite a significant role in so many body functions and cognitive functions. So it's really linked with our cognition, our heart health, and our brain health, and our bone health, sorry. And we're used to that kind of monthly flow of estrogen. You know, we know when we're more creative or maybe a little bit more edgy, or we need to hide ourselves away from other people. During menopause, the fluctuations in estrogen are typically fairly unpredictable. And that means that our ability to kind of manage our emotions and moods and mental health throughout the month go out of our normal kind of window. And that can leave us feeling adrift. It can leave us not quite sure what's going on. And it's a time in life when we've got a lot of responsibility. We might have families, children, we might have elderly relatives, be holding down a job. And you know, that sense of just not being in control, it could be the first time for a long time that you've not felt connected with yourself, let alone with everyone else around you. So for me, I'll use me as an example, and this is what my clients say to me regularly, they feel like they've lost themselves somewhere along the way. And they can feel like their anxiety levels have kind of crept up and up, where they felt anxious for the first time. I was speaking to one of my clients who's a consultant yesterday, and she, although she's a medic, she's like having these palpitations and couldn't figure out what it was. But actually, when you know she's in the middle of getting properly checked out, which is the right thing to do, but you know there's a strong possibility that that's connected with menopause. So you can start experiencing everything like low moods, depression, anxiety, actually have a mild sense of paranoia that just leaves you not feeling like you are your normal self. And it's not what we think of menopause, right? We think about hot flushes and night sweats and maybe a bit moody, but we don't think about paranoia and palpitations and anxiety attacks.
Yeah, that's very good advice. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Thanks, Claire.
Bye. We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.